From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After a week of upbeat economic news, White House advisors have been out in full force on the Sunday news programs, talking of prospects for the U.S. economy and President Obama's plan to overhaul health care. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
Both Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and economic advisor Larry Summers said the future of the economy is tied to health care. But neither would rule out a middle-class tax hike to pay for a proposed health care overhaul. Here's Secretary Geithner on ABC's This Week.
Well, I think that what the country needs to do is understand we're going to have to do what it takes. We're going to do what's necessary.
Economic advisor Larry Summers said the Treasury Secretary's statements were not a way of preparing the country for a middle-class tax increase. But
it's never a good idea to absolutely rule things out no matter what.
And neither Summers nor Geithner would say exactly how to pay for revamping health care. During the presidential campaign, candidate Obama pledged not to raise taxes on middle-income Americans. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
The remains of the first American killed in the first Gulf War have been found 18 years after his plane was shot down. Today, the U.S. military confirmed it had recovered the remains of Navy Captain Michael Spiker in Iraq's Anbar province. Three more American troops have died in Afghanistan. That brings to 9 the number of Western forces killed in roadside bombings and gun battles with insurgents this weekend. The heavy losses sustained in the first 2 days of August come on the heels of the deadliest month for international troops in Afghanistan in years. The State Department says it is in touch with the families of three Americans reportedly arrested in Iran after crossing the border into that country during a hiking trip. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The State Department says it is assisting the family members of the three missing Americans. The hikers apparently crossed into Iran from northern Iraq on Friday. A spokesman says the Swiss ambassador, who represents American interests in Iran, is working on getting information from Iranian authorities. But he says no further details can be provided at this time out of respect for the privacy of the individuals involved. A U.S. official has met with the fourth member of the hiking party, who stayed behind in northern Iraq. State Television in Iran says the three U.S. tourists were detained while hiking in the mountains. The Kurdish regional government says the three were surrounded by Iranian troops after mistakenly crossing the frontier. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands more Filipinos, many of them weeping, pay their final respects to a historic figure in their nation. Corazon Aquino, the Philippines' first female president, died this weekend after a long battle with cancer. She was 76. Many turned out in Manila today wearing yellow ribbons to symbolize Aquino's democratic advocacy. Aquino is expected to be buried on Wednesday. From Washington, this is NPR News. Authorities in Indonesia are waiting for sunrise in a few hours to resume their land and air search for a plane that disappeared from radar today. The Merpati Nusantara aircraft had 16 people on board when it lost contact with ground control. At the time, it was flying over the mountainous jungle of Papua in eastern Indonesia. In recent years, there have been several major air crashes in Indonesia that have claimed more than 220 lives. The World Food Program warns it may have to ground a vital humanitarian air service to parts of Africa this month because of a severe funding shortage. WFP says some of the poorest countries in Africa will be deprived of critical assistance unless donations are immediately received to keep the air service going. Lisa Schlein has more on this from Geneva.
The World Food Program warns the air service in Chad will run out of money by August 15th. Spokeswoman Amelia Casella says the air service flies about 4,000 humanitarian workers every month to Chad. They provide aid to 250,000 refugees from Sudan's conflict-ridden province of Darfur and 180,000 internally displaced people.
What we're talking about is the ability of people to have doctors when they need them, and water engineers when they need them.
Casella says only $6.7 million is needed to keep the planes flying to and from Chad until the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A country music festival that has attracted thousands to Alberta, Canada, ended a day early. Organizers decided to scrap plans after a deadly outdoor stage collapse. One person was killed, more than a dozen were injured. This is NPR.